Blog Talk Radio.
Across the Country podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, in hot Los Angeles. My three comrades are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where it's hot, too. And man, oh man, Ralph Williams, Bubba Brewer, Smokin' Jim Frazier are loaded. 347-205-9631. The listeners are loaded up. This show goes by quick. If you miss 60 minutes of it, catch the archive version, tell all your friends, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay it down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Ralph, first of all, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you can pass this thing across to the other two, and man, oh man, I am excited for tonight.
Oh, I am as well, Mark. One of the greatest great times for me during the week is when I'm on air with you guys and across the country here. And this is always a great show. And I want to welcome Bubba Brewer as one of our new co-hosts. It's great to have you on board. And I also want to wish happy birthday to Smokin' Jim Frazier. So there we are there. And you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com is my email, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also I have a YouTube channel which you can catch all the archive versions of Sports Corner Radio and The Way I See It and Ralph Williams One-on-One. So go ahead, Smokin' Jim.
Instagram, Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
All right, Bubba.
Hey, I just want to say thank you guys so much to be an added part to your team. I truly appreciate it. Happy birthday to you, Smokin' Jim. And everybody, you guys can get a hold of me on the Triple B Experience on my YouTube channel, Spotify, and on Facebook. And you can email me at triplebb77.official@gmail.com. And I also am on Twitter at Bubba_Brewer_Bubba. So that's all I got.
As many fans wondered, what happens if Roman Reigns is found guilty? However, this segment on SmackDown quickly turned ugly, and now Roman Reigns is hot water because of it. WWE began to advertise the trial of Roman Reigns. Many fans were very curious to tune in and find out exactly what was going to happen. Were the Usos going to have a lawyer? Was there going to be a judge? Were there going to be members of the Samoan family? Who exactly was going to be involved? Well, we found out there wasn't going to be any extra cast members to this trial.
All right, guys, we're back here. WrestleTalk, 347-205-9631. Call your friend, call your cousin, call somebody, get them listening here. Today we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Call First Line Consulting Services today. They will build you a website, they will manage it, and they will throw up all the videos you want for one low monthly price. Give them a call, 1-877-926-6982. All right, I have to ask you guys, where's the beef? Smokin' Jim, where's the beef?
Hillcrest Farms.
Hey, Bubba, where's the beef?
Hillcrest Farms.
There you go. All right. Get out to Hillcrest Farms in Richmond, Ohio. Farms and Beef. Call 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. And at their email at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Check out their website because they are now starting to ship everybody, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. Check out all their package deals. They have some great ones out there. The best one is their ground beef box, $95 for 20 pounds of ground beef. And check out their roast box and their variety box as well right on their website. And also take a drive up there. It's 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. And if you live in the West, it's even less. So take a drive out there. Call them for directions. They'll give them to you and the address. 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. And don't forget to get on their website as well, hillcrestfarmsohio.com. Also, I want to talk another one of our sponsors, our national sponsors of Amped Up and Sideline Sports. Get on their Facebook pages and check us out there. You catch the archive versions of this and any show pertaining to RW Media on both of those websites and both of those Facebook pages. Sideline Sports, Amped Up Sports, Draft 412. What is Draft 412, you're probably asking yourself. Well, get on their website, and on Tuesday night, you want to listen in to Joe Kuglis and his Draft Nation show right here on Blog Talk Radio with Mancini Media. He has a show now called Draft Nation, which is connected with Draft 412, and he'll give you all the skinny on everything that's going on with all the drafts, baseball draft, the NBA draft, hockey draft, NFL draft, anything that has a draft. 412, Draft 412 is on it. They have an e-magazine that you can subscribe. It's only $9 a month, so check it out. My next and last sponsor, DJ Fun. Call DJ Fun today, 412-545-4317. DJ Fun is a party, wedding, and also a special event DJ. Give them a call, 15 years of experience. Don't delay. Call today. Dates are running out fast. And also, as I've said many times, you will not have to take out a loan to call DJ Fun. Happy birthday to Sean Waltman, X-Pac, and 2-Ball or 8-Ball or Whiz-Ball or whatever he was at with the NWO. Happy birthday to him today, and Smokin' Jim Frazier as well to you once again. And also, if you're interested in advertising on for this program and on any RW Media programs as well, including the radio show and the podcast, call 412-990-8448 for more information. All right, guys, let's get this show on the road, as they say. I want to start off with AEW first. Will, my question to you guys, we'll start with Smoke and Jim Frazier. You think Chris Jericho will join up with Don Callis, or do you think he's going to stay put the way he's doing?
Well, I tell you what, man. Jericho looked good the other night. Or was it last night? Whenever the came on, he still looked like he could do it, man. So I'm not sure, Ralph. I guess he has some options. What do you think?
Well, let's go to Bubba first, and then I'll give you what I think. Go ahead, Bubba. What do you think?
I think he is going to join Callis because they go back, way back. And Y2J, Chris Jericho, is actually doing very, very well for himself in AEW. And I believe that in the storyline, he's going to go with him because it can continue Chris Jericho in some kind of main kind of storyline in the AEW. I'm going to go with that.
All right. Now, let's see here. What do we got? Okay. Next, the Elite versus the Blackpool Combat Club.
We want to hear what you got. Hey, bro. We want to hear what you got to say about
Yeah, I'm
there,
sorry.
Bro.
I'm sorry about that. We have so much to talk about. I was rushing ahead of things here. I think, and I agree with Bubba, I think Chris Jericho, it's time for him to move on from, these groups that he had, the Jericho Appreciation Society, and it's just time to get away. It's time for him to move on with Don Callis, as Bubba said. I think that's going to be the storyline. Don Callis is building up himself a little family, a little entourage here. That's going to look really good. Don Callis is a smart guy. You know, he's not stupid. He knows exactly what he wants to do. So I think that's what's going to happen there. Next, the Elite versus the Blackpool Combat Club in that war game setup cage match. And they have both teams have announced their fifth member. Let's see here. Ibushi is the member for the Elite, the fifth member, and the fifth member for the Blackpool Combat Club, and you knew this was coming down, and we're going to find somebody vicious, Pac. And Pac is a vicious guy. He's always been one of those vicious type of guys that wrestles. So and now we have all five members on each side. Guys, who do you think is going to win this match here at the next pay-per-view? We'll start with you, Bubba.
I'm going to go with the Blackpool Combat Club because I can never, ever, ever pick the Young Bucks in anything, guys. That's just how I do it. The Blackpool Club is more vicious, and Moxley will bleed 30 seconds into the match. So it's going to be brutal.
Okay, now next up, Smoking Jim.
Blackpool Combat Club, I agree.
All right. Thank you, Smoking Jim. And we have 126 people on. Watch it. That is great for the start of the show, man. That is tremendous. And I hope it gets bigger and bigger, and I hope we can get up to 600. We have, and I hope it continues. Mark will be back shortly with some comments, so we'll have that as well. All right, next, the Blind Eliminator Tournament. Last night, Adam Cole and MJF have moved on, and also Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin have moved on as well. What do you guys think about this? Do you think Adam Cole and MJF, Smoking Jim, can coincide with each other the rest of the way?
I tell you what, I don't know how they won last night, man. The seven-footer and the bodybuilder that they had to beat yesterday, man, that was tremendous. I thought it was going to be two-on-one because I figured the one was going to quit. I didn't even think he was going to show up. But, yeah, I think they're starting to get their chemistry together. The fans love them, man. They got the chance. And, I think they got something special together.
All right, Bubba.
Well, Brian Cage should be in the WWE just due to his body type and Big Bill also. But those two, Cole and MJF, working together, it's funny on TV, but with Roderick Strong in the background adding some kind of friend, you know, whispering in his ear, hey, you don't need to be trusting MJF. I think that's going to be a storyline that's going to happen sooner than later. I always love MJF. I'm not so much of an Adam Cole guy anymore. I was when he was in AEW with the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, you know what, Bob? I agree with you on that one, too, because the way I see it, no pun intended, because of my show, the way I see it. But the way I see it here is he's better when he has that faction,
yes.
You know, with Strong, with Bobby Fish,
Kyle O'Reilly.
Baba O'Reilly. Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. When they were all together, man, they were unstoppable, and it was great to have them together like that. I wish AEW, they made a mistake. They should have kept that group together. They were good in ROH. They were good in NXT. I don't know why AEW didn't keep them together. Who knows? But I agree with you on that. I think that's the case. Next, Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin. Do you think Sammy Guevara and what's his face? I wrote the wrong thing down here. It's my mistake. Forget who he was teaming up with anyway, but. Do you think that he can get along with his partner? We'll start off with you, Bubba.
More than likely, yeah, because if Chris Jericho is going to go with Don Callis, Sammy needs to be with somebody. He's not. He was one of the pillars of AEW, but they're not pushing him as he wants to be pushed.
Oh, I know. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
I agree with the Brew Crew.
All right, there you go. All right, now next, Jake Hager last night confronted Chris Jericho. You know, Hager said, and I agree with Hager, he says, I gave up my undefeated MMA career to come here to be with, you know, work with you and everything. I see Jake Hager maybe going with Chris Jericho over to the Don Callis family because Jake Hager has always been a follower of Chris Jericho's, and I see that happening. The rest of the guys, who cares about what they're going to do? All right, next, the Owen Hart Tournament winner, Ruby Soho, she moves on, and Hook is in pursuit of Jack Perry. What's everyone's thoughts here about Jack Perry turning heel? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Wow. I tell you what, Ralph, man. It's kind of surprising, man. I really don't know how to take that one. What do you think?
Well, I think he's doing it because he has to. You know, he was a baby face. He got stabbed in the back, and he think, you know, and people didn't care. And that's usually when guys go heel, is when people don't care about him, and I guess that's what he feels. What do you think, Bubba?
I think I agree with you, and I think they will care about him when he goes full heel and he gets more weeks on him, and he's going to be he's from his dad's tree of acting. You know what I mean? He can cut a good promo because he's been in the acting world all his life, and that could catch on, making him a better heel persona.
Absolutely. All right, we have 200 people on. Area codes 617-412-936-732-858, area codes. I want to thank everybody for listening to the program, and it's great to have everyone on board tonight. Bubba Brewer, Smoke and Jim Frazier, myself, we're here every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Call your friend, call your cousin, get hold of somebody, get them on the phone here, 347-205-9631. And don't forget this Saturday morning at 9:30 and every Saturday morning at 9:30, we have the External Bum podcast. We talk about bums in sports and a whole lot more. So with myself, Joe Kuglis, Avi Greenwald will join us this week, and Mark Mancini. Okay, next, guys, we're going to talk about Impact this Saturday, Slammiversary. I'll tell you what, I like this card. Let's start off with the let's start off at the bottom. Joe Hendry versus Kenny King for the Impact Digital Media Championship. Bubba, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with Joe Hendry. Kenny King is still a great hand, but he will not upset the digital media champion.
Smoking Jim.
I agree with Bubba.
All right. Next, Jody Threat and the Death Dolls versus Shawana Raj in a six-person mixed tag team match. Let's just pass that match up. All right, here's a good one. Jonathan Grisham versus Mike Bailey versus Kevin Knight versus Angels versus Kushida in an Ultimate X match. I take Jonathan Grisham here. I like him. He's a good wrestler. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree with you, my man.
All right. How about you, Bubba?
Well, that's a great pick, but I'm going to go with Kushida.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Kushida's a good wrestler. Yeah. All right, next, the Coven versus Killer Kelly, Masha Slamovich versus the Impact Knockouts World for the World Impact World Tag Team Championship. All right, I like Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovich, but the Coven's tough. What's your thoughts, Bubba?
Well, they don't look too impressive either team. I don't know if I'm going to grab some pizza and a brewski, but I will go with the I'll go with Killer Kelly because I like the name.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, here we go here. Next match. Eddie Edwards versus Frankie Kazarian. Wow. This is going to be a fight here. These two guys are great wrestlers and can fight. Smoking Jim.
I got a feeling Eddie Edwards might pull this one out.
Yeah, this is a toss-up, Smoking Jim. I agree with you on this. This is a little bit of a toss-up, but Eddie Edwards, you know, he's been around. Frankie Kazarian been around, too. Both of them are fighting. Bubba?
I'm going to go. It's going to be a great match, guys, but I'm going to go with Frankie Kazarian just because of a little bit of – just a little bit with having Tracy Brooks in his corner.
Okay, Impact World Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way. ABC versus Brian Myers and Moose versus Rick Swann and Sammy Callahan. What a group of guys here versus Subculture. All right, we'll start with you, Bubba.
I'm going to go Rich Swann and the unorthodox Sammy Callahan.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Man, that's too close to call. I'm not sure, Ralph and Bubba.
All right. Next, this is going to be a good match here. Chris Sabin versus Leo Rush for the X Division Championship. I'm taking Chris Sabin. He's experienced, got a lot of work in wrestling. What do you think, Smith and Jim?
I got to go with Leo Rush here.
All right. Bubba?
this could probably be the best match on this card, and I'm going to agree because it's his birthday today. I'm going to agree with Smoking Jim, Leo Rush.
All right, here we go. The next match, Bully Ray. Now, Bully Ray was supposed to team up with Steve Macklin, but Macklin got hurt, so now he inserted Deaner in there versus Scott D'Amore and a mystery partner because PCO got burned up last week on Impact. Something happened with him. And so we're going to wait to see who Scott D'Amore has. Who he's taking this? I don't know. Scott D'Amore is not that great of a wrestler, and PCO being out of there, I take Bully Ray and Deaner. What do you think, Bubba?
I'm not a big Bully Ray fan because I've been me and him went at it a couple times in my life. I'm going to go with Scotty D'Amore, and the question mark could be anybody because Scotty D'Amore, he might not be the great wrestler, but he's still part of creative, and maybe he got something up his sleeve.
All right, 296 now listening, 296. Next, Deonna Purrazzo versus Trinity Fatu, Jimmy Uso's wife, for the Knockouts World Championship. I'm taking Trinity. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Well, I wonder who Freshly Squeeze would take, but I'm going with Jimmy Uso's wife, brother.
All right. Go ahead, Bubba.
It's going to be unanimous. I've been a fan of hers, Trinity, for a long time. So.
All right. Now, the main event of the night. This is going to be one heck of a match, but I feel bad for Alex Shelley. He's taking on Nick Aldis for the Impact World Championship. I take Nick Aldis. Bubba, go ahead.
Well, this is going to be a great match also, guys, but also Nick Aldis during COVID carried the NWA on his back and brought it to prestige in my eyes, and now he went to, you know, Impact Wrestling. He will reclaim a title on this pay-per-view. He will beat Alex Shelley.
All right, guys, we went through two different wrestling groups, and it's great that we were able to get that accomplished tonight. WWE, let's talk about this ridiculous trial that we had last Friday. All right, guys, your thoughts on this, the trial, Roman Reigns. Let's start with you, Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can't get enough of those guys, man. After I got over the disappointment initially a few weeks back, family fighting family, you know, I'm all on board with it. Roman Reigns pulled it off as only he could do. And because I really thought he was, you know, giving up his seniority. But, hey, I love it, man.
Bubba?
It is the greatest WWE storyline in recorded history, and it keeps engulfing people in it, guys. When Roman Reigns went down to his knee to give acknowledgement, I was like, oh my God, and then he gave him a low blow, and then, you know, Sokoa had the wreath there in his hands, didn't know what to do with it. The crowd is cheering him on, put it on. It's captivating wrestling storylines at its finest.
I'll tell you what, guys. Peter Blake and I last night on Turnbuckle Talk, Peter said that he read a story that SmackDown's ratings were the highest they ever were last Friday because of this trial of Roman Reigns. And it was interesting. I didn't think Roman was ever going to – he's not ever going to submit to be the tribal chief. He's going to continue to do, I guess, as long as he wants, WWE wants. All right, let's talk about the Judgment Day. You know, once again – turmoil within the limits. You guys think this is going to break up? And if so, I would suspect that I guess Damian Priest is going to do his thing with the Money in the Bank case. Finn Balor is going to go on his own and do something else. And then you have Rhea Ripley. I think she's going to separate from Dirty Dom. And Dirty Dom is going to be a lonely man because Rhea Ripley has been doing a lot of promotional stuff. And she hasn't been paying him no mind. And I think she wants to go on her own eventually here. Do we see this group breaking up, or do we see them staying together? What do you guys think is going to happen and when? Let's go with you, Bubba.
This faction on Monday Night Raw is still drawing some ratings. But I think, as I said last week, that Finn Balor and Damian Priest will soon butt heads eventually. Rhea Ripley will still stay there because she has that faction, and Dominic still needs to gain about 30 pounds, I believe, and he can come on as a major player in the WWE if he just puts some weight on. That's all he's missing.
All right, Smoking Jim.
Well, for weeks and months, everybody's been predicting the demise of the Judgment Day, and they just get stronger and stronger and stronger. I think last week they were stronger than ever. They went to NXT, and they proved that they could be a tandem as a tag team. I really like the way that they work together as a tag team. And, you know, when the Prince comes off that top rope with those, double feet heels to the chest, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. And all you got to do is look at Mama's followers on Instagram. I think it's 2 million or something like that. And I tell you what, Dom, man, he plays his role as well, man. I think they're going to be together for a while.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard tonight here on Wrestle Talk. We're getting ready to come up on the 8 o'clock hour shortly here. First Line Consultant Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Get yourself a website together. And I tell you what, guys, this is some of the best services for the cost. This low monthly payments. They have different brackets, and then they have a business plan for businesses. So give them a call today. Once again, 1-877-926-6982. And also, I want to remind everybody, don't forget every Tuesday night on Beaver County Radio, myself and Smoking Jim Frazier. And speaking of smoking, this show is smoking. All right, and I tell you what, we are coming around in Western Pennsylvania. It's the talk of the nation, and it's also the talk of the Western Pennsylvania area. We are going to start growing and growing and growing even more every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m., 99.3 FM, 1230 AM, 1460 AM, and with phone calls at 724-843-1888 and 724-774-1888 this Tuesday. I tell you what, I got two national guys coming on you're going to like. I have JB Ellis coming on from Sideline Sports, and we're going to talk about the baseball draft, baseball as a whole, the whole draft itself. And also, I have Mark Perry coming on. He writes for the newspaper for the newsletter that covers the USFL. We're going to talk about the season, what's up for 2024, and a whole lot more with Mark Perry. And your phone calls, Smoke and Jim and I will be giving you some comments on some things. Also, on July 25th, oh, my gosh, I'm working on a college football summit. We're going to have a reporter from Pitt come on and talk about Pitt. I'm working on getting a reporter from Penn State to come on and talk about Penn State. And West Virginia, it's going to be a three-way battle. Who has the best team this year? Who's going to win their conference titles? We're also live on Beaver County Facebook page and our YouTube channel as well, so don't forget to tune in. All right, guys, two matches were added to the card. Logan Paul versus Ricochet. Guys, what do you think of this? I think, I don't know. I'm wondering, Logan Paul can win this match, but Ricochet's been around too long. He's a really good wrestler. He's trying to make it something of his own. Smoking Jim, what do you think?
Well, Logan Paul's like Deontay Wilder, man. He can put you to sleep with 1 second. And so with that right hand Logan Paul has, if he ever lands it, and there's a good possibility that he will, I think he knocks Ricochet out. I got to go with Logan Paul.
All right, great. What about you, Bubba?
I hate to say this, but I got to go with Logan Paul because Ricochet will be a stepping stone, and I believe that might give Logan Paul his first big victory in the WWE. I believe that might be so. I could be wrong, but I'm going to go with Logan Paul.
All right, good. Yeah, like I said, that's kind of a toss-up, but you're right. I think Logan Paul, he lost last pay-per-view. I think this time he's going to win. Raquel Rodriguez versus Rhea Ripley has been added. Raquel is currently teaming up with Liv Morgan. They are the women's tag team title holders. I see Rhea Ripley winning this match. I don't see Raquel Rodriguez. It's going to be a good match because Raquel's a pretty decent wrestler. Bubba, what do you think?
I'm going to go with a double DQ. Double DQ and a steal. Keep it going strong.
There you go. All right. How about you, Smoking Jim?
Oh, man. That was going to be too close to call for me, man. Too physical. It's going to be brutal, man. It's going to be some slamming going on, man. I don't know. I really, I may need another week to think about this, brother. Let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. What other matches do you think, guys, that they maybe should add to this, or do you think they will add to it anymore? I don't see Seth Rollins on the card. Does anyone think he's going to fight? And I also don't see the U.S. title. Downtown. I don't see him on there either. So what do you guys think of this? And do you think Edge is going to take on what's his face there? The guy that has the show on now. Grayson Waller. Thanks, Bubba. Yeah. We'll start with you, Bubba. What do you think of those? You think those matches should happen?
I think that match will be added, and they will find somebody for Seth because Seth defends in his title on pay-per-view is always money. Just all depends on who they put him up against.
What about Austin Theory?
You know what? That would be a match that if they push L.A. Knight and L.A. Knight take that title, that would be phenomenal in my eyes because I'm a big L.A. Knight fan.
I am too. I think it's time for L.A. Knight for something. It's his turn. He's been waiting. And what do you think, Smoking Jim?
Well, you got to get Monday Night Rollins on there, brother, somehow, some way. I'm surprised he's not on the card yet, but I agree with you guys, man. He has to be at it.
All right, we saw Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle defeat the Imperium, and then we saw Giovanni Da Vinci get left behind.
Come on.
So what do you guys
when
think
you buy
of
with
that?
Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you get up to $10,000.
There we go. I got rid of it. Thank you. Go ahead, Jim. What do you think of that?
Oh, was that the Leave It to Beaver reruns you're watching? But, hey, man, Drew McIntyre, in my opinion, is the best wrestler in professional wrestling. I'm surprised that he doesn't have a title and that he's not the reigning champion right now. I was happy to see him come back. He's always in shape. He always puts on a good match. And, I just hope that,
Yeah, what do you think, Bob? You think Imperium's going to break up or they're going to kick the Giovanni Da Vinci out of the group?
They might, but Gunther is the driving force, and him and Drew. And Drew is one of the greatest wrestlers in the WWE, in my eyes, carrying the title during COVID. He didn't get his just dues. So if he upsets Gunther and for the IC title, and Gunther is going to go up to the other stage for a world championship, I believe next year's Rumble, Gunther's taking it. This is, you heard it here first.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe you.
Wow.
You got that right. All right, next, guys, let's talk a little bit about, we talked a little bit about this last week. Let's talk about Baron Corbin. He's been moved on to NXT. Do you think his career in wrestling can be resurrected there? And let's get started with you, Smoking Jim.
Hey, man. Cream always rises to the top, and the guy got talent. He got the size you're looking for. He's very agile for his height. He can play a lot of different roles. I think he will, man. I think that it's not over for him, because when you got the talent and ability, man, you can be recreated, and he can do that there.
All right, Bubba.
Well, he's a great hand for the WWE because what they ask him to do, he does it. So they just got to maybe repackage him. I did like him. I think Mark said last week the lone wolf gimmick was great. He's got to come off being a loner, which was way better. But he also has that comedy bit that he's been doing for the last 8 years. So it all depends. He goes down NXT, he might be able to rekindle something and get back to the main roster.
All right, guys, here's what we're going to do for a few minutes. You guys come up with what you want to talk about. So, Bubba, what do you want to talk about right now?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Let's talk about an 18-year-old guy that was on TV last night against Swerve Strickland.
Ooh,
did he look good?
Yeah.
Did he look good or what?
Yeah,
wow.
He did.
That's all flashy, guys, but you know what? It's a lot of ring psychology that he was missing in my eyes. He's young, very young.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew Swerve was going to win because of and I didn't think that teaming up with Keith Lee last week was going to work either. So, you know, but anyway, yeah, I agree with you on that. He needs a little more season.
Hey, Bubba, I tell you what, he got the prettiest mom in all of wrestling, brother.
I could agree with that, Smokin' Jim. Well, that's because his mom's going to push him to the top.
All right, Smokin' Jim, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I tell you what, man. If in doubt, if our guy Corbin can't recreate himself in NXT, he can always join $85 million McAfee and go on this show, man. He got a future. They had a rivalry, man. Maybe he can be an ESPN co-host to his former rival, man.
Yeah, that's a shame what happened at ESPN, man. That's terrible. All right, guys. Oh, by the way, we have over 300. Oh, we're up to 400 now. 400 people. Wow. That's crazy. We're back up.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Mark. Yeah, thank you very much, everybody. And it's great to have Bubba Brewer here, our new co-host. Happy birthday, Smoke and Jim Frazier. Those of you just tuned in, Smoke and Jim Frazier, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So, anyway, you know, I want to talk a little bit about ROH and Tony Khan's marketed this thing. But this last card, you didn't see Claudio Castagnoli on there. You didn't see the TV champion Samoa Joe. They both have been fighting in AEW. Do you guys think that AEW should stay alone and ROH should do their own thing and let Tony Khan just let it run on its own? What do you think about this? We'll start with you, Bubba.
They should be a split. Don't show everything on one side. Make it split. And Tony needs some help because I think he's a super fan that puts out super stuff because he wants to make every fan happy. You can't make everybody happy. You got to split it and make Ring of Honor its own. And Claudio is a great world champion to use that on the backbone of his wrestling ability.
Smoking Jim.
I think Bubba nailed it, man. I can't add anything else to it.
Yeah, ROH had a good product when back in the day. You had Colt Cabana, you had Kazarian, you had Christopher Daniels, who's back with them now. You know, you had a bunch of these guys that carried this Dusty or Cody Rhodes. You had the Villain there. You had all these guys, the Young Bucks. They had a big following. And then once the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes and the Villain and all that pulled out, it started going downhill to where Tony Khan had to buy it. And then when Tony Khan bought it, and COVID kind of hit them too. I don't know why Pittsburgh didn't put a bid in to have them down at Stage AE for all their events. Instead, they had to do it in another facility. And, you know, I used to work security down at Stage AE. I used to see all these guys in person. And, you know, I used to see the Beer Belly Bruiser and Mark, whatever his name was, them two guys together were like a Haystacks Calhoun. So,
I just want to say something real quick, Ralph and Smoke and Jim, that breaking news, Mark Briscoe is not cleared to compete at the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor, so Claudio needs a new opponent. I just seen it coming right over my laptop right now. I just wanted to break at it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what?
And Mark Briscoe is
a
great addition.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, guys? That's their best pay-per-view of all, Ring of Honor, their Ring of Honor, I think. Yeah, that pay-per-view, that's their best one, so of them all. So, I mean, you know, we'll see where Claudio goes with that, or where they go with that match. That's an interesting match right there. it's sad to see that go. And you know, Mark Briscoe, ever since Jay passed away, he seems like kind of like a lost soul and a swimming in a fishbowl. He don't seem to be. He's not able to pick up the singles thing right away. It's going to take him some time. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ralph.
How about you, Bubba?
Yeah, and it's a shame his brother's passing that they actually got TBS and TNT actually put him on TV. That's what it took to get him on TV, which is a total shame and a total disheartening thing to the Briscoes because they were one of – they're not my top tag team, but they are a great tag team, and it was just a tragic thing that happened.
Okay, we have Mark Mancini back with us. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
What kind of comments or whatever you got going on?
The list of these callers coming in here. Galen from Chelmsford, a regular, says it's nice he added another piece. Sounds like you guys are the Four Horsemen. Who's who? So Galen out there from Chelmsford. Lance from Pensacola, Florida, says, I saw the schedule. The Pirates are in Miami. Good luck with that. The Marlins are going to the World Series this year. I don't know about that.
Oh, my.
Let me get one more, and then we'll comment on all these. Kenneth coming in from Peoria, Arizona, says, guys, it's football season, wrestling, everything. Yesterday was the first day everything was dead. There was nothing on in sports. Any thoughts? Yeah, that's always that one time of the year. I think it's the day after the All-Star. There's no sports.
No, nothing until training camp for the NFL. You know, and you have Steelers coming up in July 26th. All the Pirate fans are going to be swinging out to La Trobe to go watch the Steelers. That's what's going to happen there. Later on, guys, before we go, I got this top 10 whenever you guys are ready. So, you know, I always have my top 10.
Yeah, do you guys want to comment on any of these questions, whether it's Lance, whether it's Dalen, whether it's Kenneth?
Yeah, you don't mind, I'll comment. Professional wrestling never has an off season, guys. So if there's no sports that you like, professional wrestling is always there. It's a great sport.
Yeah, well, that's you're absolutely right. That's why Smoking, you know, and I don't understand the gratitude that the Usos failed to show Roman Reigns last Friday at SmackDown. Come on, man. You know, he was trying to bow and everything, and he accidentally got his arm and kind of low-blowed one of the Usos. But
yeah, that was...
Smoking Jim can... Come on, Smoking Jim can attest to that.
That's right, Mark.
He got down on his knees, and his hand accidentally hit. It was a mistake. I don't know what Bubba and you think, Ralph, but I looked at it as a mistake, and then I'll tell you, it's going to get interesting here. I told you this before, and I'll tell you it again. And we talked about in Tampa with Peter and the guys. This thing ain't going away. This thing's going to be dragged out. It might get settled at WrestleMania in Philadelphia, but it's going to keep on going because there's going to be more pieces added to this puzzle.
Well,
I don't know what
Mark,
guys all think, and you can comment on it.
Well, Mark, the greatest piece is Roman Reigns is a better actor SmackDown Friday night than his cousin The Rock's been in the last three movies.
Yeah, some of his... Hey,
and I love The Rock, don't
this.
Get me wrong, but Roman, it was great. It was well played.
I talked about this last night with Peter Blake in Tampa, and I said The Rock is coming back to the WWE somehow, somewhere. He has to find a way to make up for that $60 million that the XFL lost this season. Oh, my. 432 people, guys. 432. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, for listening tonight.
Yeah. Any comment on that, Smoking Jim?
No. I'm too busy laughing, brother.
Well, Ralph, where do you want to go? We got about 16 minutes and some change left in this great show, and we could take it anywhere you want to take it. I know there's a lot of things to talk about. What's going down?
I got a nice top 10 here tonight. Top 10 WWE wrestlers who were fired on the spot. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Number 10, Serena Deeb. Okay, she was fired. Guess what she was fired for, guys? Too much partying. Number nine, wow. Dawn Marie. Attended. Not showing up for events.
Well, she wasn't
number
worth
eight.
Showing up.
Yeah.
What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Unbelievable.
Okay, guys. Finley, number eight. Why? Before having Miz put into a match that Creative told him not to be in, and the match was dangerous, and Miz got hurt. Finley was immediately fired. All right.
Wow.
Number seven, Emma, for stealing at Walmart.
But you know what, Ralph? She got that conviction overturned.
Yeah, she did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You know what's funny about it? They bust Emma stealing at Walmart, and these guys are all on acid and drugs for I don't know how many years, and nobody gets. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, we'll go after Emma here. She took some Wrigley's spearmint gum at Walmart, but we'll throw her completely out of this thing. But these guys that are on acid and everything, we'll just keep on because they're performing. Doesn't make sense, man. It really, I mean, it's just, you know, it just.
Mark,
they don't go out.
Mark, they don't go out anymore. They play video games now. They keep out of the spotlight and limelight. They go in a hotel and they play Twitch all night long.
Well, here's a guy that's coming in here. I want to get his question, and boy, he's going to put a spin on this. Daniel coming in from Arcadia, California, says, guys, they got a strike going in California. The actors are out. The writers are out. You know, and it's unbelievable. These guys are getting screwed, and all these athletes and wrestlers are making some big money. You know, any thought on that? Well, first of all, Daniel, I always tell people that throw these kind of questions at me, you can't drink Jose Cuervo and come on this show and back one thing up without backing the other thing up. The poor ball players get ripped left and right. In the strike, they get vilified. And you're complaining about these actors and some of these actresses that are sitting here complaining about making more money. They make just as much money as the ball players, but everybody feels sorry for the actor and actress. How can we don't feel sorry for the ball player that's making money? He's got a short career. I don't know, Daniel. I don't know what you guys, Ralph. I don't know what you want to come on, Daniel from Arcadia. Give it over to. I know it's he's throwing the wrestlers in there making all the money too, but. They got a short career. Why does everybody complain with the athlete making money, but we're supposed to feel sorry for the actor or actress?
Yeah,
me personally,
guys. Okay, guys, we can get back to the top 10, and I got some breaking news from AEW, and we'll talk about it. It just came up here. I have on my screen here. So let's get back to this. Brad Maddox. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what he was fired for.
Yeah, move on with that one.
Film.
That was too explicit.
Huh?
That was too explicit there.
Yeah, he participated in an adult film. So.
Wow.
Number five, Gangrel. Vince McMahon fired him because he refused to fix his physique. So there you are.
Wow.
Mm.
All right. Nails, number four, walked into the headquarters of the WWE and whacked Vince McMahon right in his office.
Yeah, and
he
accused
got
him of sexual harassment.
Remember Nails?
Yeah,
huh?
he sued Vince for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
He tried to.
Yeah. All right. Next, guys, number three, Daniel Bryan for dissolving leaving the Nexus when he wasn't told not to. He was fired immediately.
Ultimate Warrior,
number two. What's that, Bubba?
Didn't Bryan Danielson do the thing across the throat, and that's what got him fired because he wasn't supposed to do that?
Yeah, that too, yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, guys. Number two, Ultimate Warrior.
Well, I'd like to comment on the Gangrel thing because that thing, I mean, come on, man. This thing looked like something on Knott's Scary Farm or one of the amusement parks. Gangrel was playing Halloween 365 days a year instead of once a year.
The last on the left.
I mean, come on, man. The guy comes out and it's like fake blood all over the place. You know, I didn't like his gimmick at all. So I don't know the whole deal, how he got fired because he didn't want to change his getup. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of Skinner.
Mark, he's still training and he still wrestles all the time. He's training guys and he still wrestles. I don't know if you knew that.
You know what, Bubba? It reminded me of Skinner that used to come up. He looked like he came out of the swamps in New Orleans, never changed his shirt, his dirty pants, or the Brooklyn Brawler. Another guy that probably been shelling the door. How many cars do you work on a day, and then you come back with the same dirty shirt to wrestle in?
All right. We'll finish this up, and then we can comment on some more here. Number two, Ultimate Warrior, for no shows at the matches. He didn't show. He was suspended for 6 months and fired. So, number one, is everybody ready? Jeff Jarrett. All right, he was fired on the spot in the WWE for trying to do an imitation of someone else's gig. So there you go.
Wow, that's terrible.
All right. Wow.
We'll start with Smoke and Jim with comment on all this there.
I tell you, man, your top tens is always good, riveting, man. I enjoyed those, man. That might have been one of your best.
Thanks. How about you, Bubba?
That was pretty good, but the Ultimate Warrior held up Vince. He went out and did the match, and he thought he was getting money, and then Vince fired him on that spot after the match was done. And the Warrior at that time was just out of control.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Do you know he was doing public speaking against wrestling? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing public speaking
him.
For a while.
Out of control.
How about you, Mark?
Well, if you're dealing with Vince McMahon, you better have your fingers crossed and your toes crossed, because tough to deal with that guy on a regular basis. I'm surprised Sonny wasn't in this thing. I mean, I worked with Sonny in XPW. I was really surprised she wasn't fired on the spot on some of the things, and I felt bad for her. She's still going through some tough times. But the big surprises on that list, you know, were Emma. Emma was a big surprise, and, you know, that was the one that, and there was some that I kind of figured, if you're picking on Gangrel, which I would, how come, you know, the Brooklyn Brawler or Skinner or some of these other guys weren't in it? But fired on the spot, but you know how that works in the WWE. You fired 1 week and you're back, you know, 2 weeks later. We've seen that with a lot of these guys. And I think Randy Orton was suspended at one time, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, because he was going after all the you know, he was a legend killer.
Yeah.
And he was going after all that.
Yeah, and Riddle, when he came in, I think he was suspended or something. I'm surprised they brought him in on that thing. So, and then we've seen the wrestlers that have been just let go with just, you know, bad, you know, in-ring performances or out of shape. Keith Lee was showing the door on that. I think Omos at one time was showing the door, if you guys remember that. So there's, you know, you can expand this even more than what that list is.
Okay, guys, I got some breaking news. AEW just released their new list of banned moves and actions. Okay? So, number one, you guys ready? Chair shots to the head. Number two, chair shots to the back of the head. Number three, buckle bombs. Number four, move where a wrestler falls backwards into the turnbuckle. Number five, imitating concussion or seizure syndromes while selling a move. Number six, spitting. Number seven, bleeding while in the crowd. Number seven, using weapons or projectives or projectiles in the crowd. Number eight, throwing anything with blood on it into the crowd. Number nine, taking food and drinks from the fans in the crowd. And number 10, making contact with fans in the crowd. All right, well, let's start with you, Mark. What do you think of this new list of banned and actions by the AEW?
I like it. I mean, I really do. I think it's amazing. I mean, there's not really much to change on it. I agree with it. I mean, I don't know how the rest of the guys feel about it, but I agree with it.
All right, how about you, Smoking Jim?
Well, the only thing I would change, Mark and Bubba and Ralph, is contact with the fans, because if that includes high-fiving them as you walk through the ring, I think that's a very important move for some wrestlers, especially some of the kids and stuff like that. That's a memorable moment. They got their hands hanging out, and it's just great to be able to have the wrestlers give them a high-five or a low-five, whatever it's called. As they walk through the ring. So I don't know if that's included. in contact with the fans or not, but I think they should continue to include that.
What do you think, Papa?
Well, it's about time because they're surprising they didn't get any lawsuits. And being an ex-wrestler for 20 years, I hated going out in the crowd anyway. And you didn't want – and back then in the mid-90s and early 2000s, chair shots, that's what you did. But nowadays, concussions are very, very predominantly can cost you your career, and it's not really worth the headshot. So that's a good thing. And they just do too much outside the ring. They need to tell the story and wrestle inside the ring. So I'm glad Tony Khan is getting some stuff done. But I do agree with Smoke and Jim. High-fiving the fans should be still legitimately legal.
All right, fellas. We're up to 5:10 tonight. 5:10. We got 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to give my last-minute rant here. I'm in Pittsburgh here in the South Hills section of the city of Pittsburgh. They said no rain, only south of Washington County and Greene County, and we have a thunderstorm and rain right here right now. So I love it when weather people get paid what they get paid to be wrong and still have a job. Smoke and Jim.
Hey, I agree, man. I'm driving back from the airport, brother, and I got my flashes on, Mark, because it's pouring down, man. I can barely see in front of me. So I agree, man. I listened to the weather through the day, and they said no worries. And I'm worried right now.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I would take a shot at this, but I got a good friend that does weather in L.A., so I'll refrain from taking a shot at him. But, yeah, he's a real good buddy of mine, and, you know, Kirk Hawkins, man, out here at KTLA and Channel 5, I don't want to take a shot in that because I can comment on it, but he's a good buddy of mine, so I'm going to take the high road. It's a little less traveled.
There you go. Bubba, what's your final thoughts of the night?
Well, my final thought will go with you guys. I'm northern part in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and it's sunny as heck up here. So I'll go with that.
I know, I see that. Yep. All right, guys, we're getting ready to wrap things up here. I'm going to start off with how you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can also get a hold of watch my or the archives of shows with myself and Smoke and Jim Frazier, Sports Corner, and also reference Wrestle Talk on Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, and also on you can also catch it on my YouTube channel as well. So don't forget to tune into my the Wild Theater Show Monday at 7 p.m. and Smoke and Jim and I Beaver County Radio Tuesday 5 to 6 p.m. Oh my, we're moving along in the radio industry here in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. So, Smoke and Jim.
Instagram, Smoke and Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Bubba.
You guys can catch me at the Triple B Experience where I do a Steeler podcast called the Black and Gold Dynasty Show on Wednesday nights, going twice when the regular season hits. And I also do the Triple Experience Friday nights at 9 o'clock. And I also do interviews with everybody from every walk of life. And you can catch me on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter at Brewer_Bubba. So thanks, guys.
All right, Mark.
Well, XM Sirius 203-217, WWDBAM 860 out of Philly with Marianne and Sal, Tampa with Peter Blake. Yours out there, Ralph. We do the Eternal Bum on Saturdays. Pittsburgh Pirate Podcast tomorrow, 10 o'clock your time. Tarrant Brock will talk about the second half of the season, what we can expect with the Bucks, and how he took the break in stride. After that, Alex Berg at high noon, as the Giants will arrive in Pittsburgh for the three-game series. We'll find out what the Giants got in store for the Bucks. City Connect jerseys will be out tomorrow for the Pirates, so that's exciting. And I just want to wish Smoke and Jim a happy birthday. He's probably got the paddy wagon there, driving all the gorgeous ladies and the Berg around. Probably got the muzzles on him. We can't hear him, man. He's telling them to keep quiet, keep quiet. We got the show going. And he's going to release those muzzles after the show as he's going through the strip district and probably the Fort Pitt Tunnel, so I can imagine what's going on there. But for the three of you out there in Pittsburgh, I love you dearly. I can't wait to do this again next week, same time, same channel. I know we'll reconvene Ralph on Saturday. It's an early rise, we call it, the Eternal Bum.
That's it.
With Avi and Joe and the gang, and we're trying to, you know, if we can get Smoke and Jim or maybe Bubba one of those days to get up, we'll get them on there too. But till then, stay tuned. Stay tuned for the craziest show in this network. And Ralph is speaking a tone to it. The Eat Me Cooking podcast hosted by John, Eli, Peggy, Ray. We never know what's going to be talking about. The Dairy Winkle is supposed to be in there today. Cindy Montgomery. So we'll find out at the top of the hour. But it's a wild ride. Make sure you got about 12 seatbelts locked in on that one. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. And thank you very much for letting everybody know what we're all about and bringing Bubba in here, too. We hit this thing four different ways now. God bless, and have a nice one.